Under current law, it's actually easier for sex offenders who have been civilly committed to get discharged without supervision. Lloyd Sinclair, who directs programming at the Sandridge Treatment Center, says under current law, offenders who've been committed because they're likely to commit new sex crimes often become eligible for discharge before they qualify for release with supervision.
And of course, most of them are interested in getting out the door as quickly as they can, and so they petition, sometimes successfully, to be discharged, where the court's hands are tied, preventing them, essentially, from granting supervised release because the law requires that the patient have made significant progress in treatment.
The proposed change would allow judges to turn down discharge petitions in favor of supervised release. Sinclair says under supervision, the offender is still considered a safety threat and is constantly monitored by GPS satellites and can only leave his house with an escort.
We always know where he is. He has to seek permission for anybody to come and visit his home and that sort of thing. And if he seriously violates any of these rules, then the Department of Health Services will petition for the revocation of his supervised release. And usually when we petition for that revocation is granted.
If approved, the bill would also slightly expand the kinds of activities offenders can engage in while under supervision, allowing them to earn the right to attend school, take part in volunteer activities, and take care of their lawns and gardens while still being monitored by an escort. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.